From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill says the healthcare markets are being sabotaged by uncertainty from the Trump administration on whether it will pay subsidies to insurers and enforce Obamacare's individual mandate provision. The Democratic senator from Missouri was responding to a question today on Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City. Earlier this week, the company announced it is pulling out of the insurance exchanges next year.
Blue Cross Blue Shield said they withdrew because of the uncertainty. It is unfortunate that the administration did not give them the certainty that everyone was expecting at the beginning of this week, and that was acknowledging they would continue to pay the risk payments that are part of the law.
Republicans like Senator Roy Blunt have blamed the company's exit on what he calls the collapse of Obamacare. McCaskill was speaking in Springfield today to deliver the latest results of her Veterans Customer Satisfaction Program. Ryan Ferguson and local officials have reportedly reached a tentative settlement on liability as part of a federal civil suit filed in 2014. According to court documents, federal judge Nanette Laffrey was notified of the settlement during a telephone conference on May 19th. Ferguson filed the suit after his conviction of the 2001 murder of Columbia Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt was thrown out. Terms of the settlement, which does not cover damages, have not been disclosed. A separate bench trial concerning damages is set for June 26th. Both parties agree the damages trial will take no more than 4 hours. A Cape Girardeau institute that helps autistic people will remain open despite losing its state funding. Officials with the Taylor Institute say they were expecting state funding to arrive July 1st, but instead were told the funding had been notified. The institute works with autistic people to develop skills to become independent, particularly in the workplace. The Southeast Missourian reports the institute operated on an annual $200,000 state grant. Director Carrie Tracy says the institute's staff was not given an explanation for the funding cut. She says the organization will continue operating with a contingency fund, discretionary funds, and donations. The Institute will also be looking for another organization interested in the Institute's work and research and work to increase the organization's donor base. Missouri's special legislative session called by Governor Eric Greitens is over. The Senate sent him a bill designed to reopen an aluminum smelting plant in southeastern Missouri and to build a proposed steel plant nearby. Republican Doug Libla of Poplar Bluff helped the bill through the Senate and says it's sorely needed.
It is my understanding if both of these companies successfully open in Missouri, around 500 jobs will be created and brought back. And the workforce is already there.
A small group of fiscally conservative Republicans and some Democrats voted against the bill because it allows the plants to negotiate lower electricity rates. They called it corporate welfare and expressed doubt residential customers will be protected from higher utility bills. The bill will take effect as soon as Greitens signs it into law. Columbia Public Schools has found its chief equity officer for the district. Carla Lennon will be the chief equity officer after serving as the district's director of student services. According to Columbia Public Schools, Lennon has served as the district's supervisor for student and family advocacy. Lennon has also coordinated the Aspiring Scholars program for 2002 to 2006. Before working in the district, Lennon was a middle school teacher in Texas. The Board of Education will approve of Lennon's new position during its regular meeting. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News, Columbia.